Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
It's Friday, and for our last takeout, we look at the lucky and unlucky in the news. It's in our cooperation with our friends at The Week magazine. It's time for Good Week, Bad Week.
And, John, it was a good week for typos on the internet.
It's always
specifically
a good week for that.
So listen, if you ever misspelled a website, you know, you put something in, and more often than not, you wind up on a site with a bunch of links on it. Well, some of those links get you to where you want to go. All of them are ads.
Looks like advertisers pay Google something like $500 million per year for typo squatting traffic. That is, for their ads to appear when users mistype the addresses of just the very most famous sites.
Typo squatting.
Typo
squatting. It sounds like an Indian tribe, doesn't it? Typo squatting. That was Harvard professor Ben Edelman. He has filed a suit against Google saying they are profiting unfairly from this practice of typo squatting. How come? Why is typo squatting a problem?
Well, it certainly is a problem for the poor advertisers. The advertisers end up paying to get traffic that really ought to be free. And ultimately, of course, consumers pay the advertisers who pay Google. So anything the advertisers are paying, ultimately that comes out of consumers' pockets.
A good week for typos, good week for Google to figure out how to make $500 million from misspellings. I love that. But a bad week for Cleveland.
Poor
Forbes
Cleveland.
Forbes magazine just came up with their misery index, which measures the awfulness of cities on Forbes magazine's misery index. We caught up with Forbes senior editor Kurt Badenhausen, who broke down how they decided on the most miserable.
We looked at 9 metrics. They included commute times, weather, violent crimes, unemployment, both income and sales taxes, as well as how pro sports teams performed. Cities up at the top were bunched actually pretty closely together the way we scored it. But Cleveland moved up from 4th last year to 1st this year.
Oh, man. Kind of a bad week to be number one. Cleveland didn't take the abuse lightly. The mayor's chief of staff, Ken Silliman, spoke with us yesterday. He says that a miserable city list that also has New York and Philadelphia among the top 10 needs to be reexamined.
This isn't just about Cleveland taking offense to being number one. Rather, what we are saying in Cleveland is, how reliable is this index you've created if our company on the top 10 worst list are some of the most attractive urban areas in the country?
You can nominate Good Week, Bad Week at 877-8-MY-TAKE or at our website, thetakeaway.org.